too. So it supplemented the whole line. But he also picked up Pierce Arrow, which was a fine old car, and never very, very popular, but nonetheless, it filled a gap. Even picked up one they called Austin, which was English built, but they called it the American Austin. And so that was what they went through the Depression with. And of course, as they gradually started recovering, well, then of course they started preparing for war, which meant that the business was much, much better because they were cars started getting short as they were converting many of the automobile companies into war production. And so anyway, by the time the war started, the cars were rationed, tires were rationed, everything was rationed, and it was, you couldn't buy a new car unless you had a vital job of some sort. And you couldn't buy a set of tires without a good reason for buying tires. But in those days, they started sharing rides and this, that, and the other. Of course, people didn't have as many cars in as they do today, and they did not live in suburbs because everybody lived in the city, and you had to take the bus. Well, at that time, they were streetcars in El Paso. And so, anyway, they...
let's talk about that.
Okay, back to the Depression era, where I had relatives that ranched south of Alpine, Texas. It was 75 miles from the nearest telephone. They had a rural delivery of mail maybe once a week or so. But we had no electricity, no certainly no gas service, you got water from your wells, from your windmills, and from the tanks, but everything was, nothing was piped in, and there was no hot water unless you wanted to heat it on the stove and get into a good-sized wash tub to take your bath, or you could go down to what they call the tank, which the windmill kept supplied with water, but you could go down there and take your bath. But that was the sum total. And my mother's cousin, who had no children of her own, would have my brother and I down to the ranch to just a wonderful exposure for city boys. And we were actually down there, and we were taught to be ranch hands. In fact, my older brother even started breaking horses, and but we would also go down and we would help them on Roundup. And at that time, the Roundup was the old-fashioned kind that you maybe heard about. They had a big mule-drawn wagon that they would have a cocinero, which was the cook, who would they would decide where they were going to meet for the meals. And when we would get through pushing the herd for the day, then we would go in and we would have our lunch, and then we would have our dinner later at another spot. And then, of course, we would spend the night with the wagon, and in the morning, well, we would have our breakfast. And each one of us had our own remuda, which we all had three horses because we would wear out horses during the one day, and we'd have to change horses during the day. And the way we would do that, out in the wide open range there, that we would have four of our hands, including me,